Well, hello there, dear. I notice you've been looking around in here for a while. And I can't help but see that you've gravitated a little closer towards that lovely bespoke doll care package of mine. Now, I'm sure you've read all the tags on it to make sure that you're comfortable with absolutely everything inside. Why don't you come along with me? And we'll give you an opportunity to indulge in it. I'm sure that you, well, are the sort of doll that needs that kind of attention right now. So come along, take it easy, and before you know it, we'll have you all nice and comfy and cozy. Just making sure that you're not going to get interrupted or distracted in any way until we're done. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Just follow along and listen to what I have to say, and before you know it, we'll be ready. All right? Just lay down or sit down wherever you're going to listen along and follow with me, and let my words begin to work their way into that sweet little mind. You don't need to think about much right now. Any thoughts that do come can be let go. Any ideas that flow can just continue to do so until they're gone once more. Because what really matters right now is listening to what I have to say, to let those words play across you, to let them work their way through your mind. That's it. Good. Now, if you will, for me, I want you to imagine what it might feel like if you were to tense up all the muscles in your toes. You can even squeeze them a little bit, and then release them gently. And when you do, just let them become so relaxed, so utterly, completely devoid of tension. And we're just going to work our way up, gently squeezing those muscles of your feet, imagining what it might feel like if they were utterly taut, and then letting them relax completely. And again, a little higher up. With each motion, we're going to be letting go of more and more of that tension, more and more of those thoughts, into your ankles, your calves, imagining how tight they could be, letting them squeeze a bit to feel those muscles. And as you release them, well, it feels good, doesn't it? To let them go, completely slack, not a single bit of tension left in them. Good. Now a little higher up into your knees and your thighs, letting those muscles squeeze a bit, imagining how nice it will feel when they relax completely, letting go, allowing them to go completely slack. Now starting up your hips and your butt, your groin, squeezing those butt cheeks just a little for me. That's it. That's not so hard, is it, to just focus in on this simple task of controlling those muscles throughout your body and letting them all become so completely slack as we squeeze and release. Working away higher still. For a moment, tensing your fingers and your hands, squeezing them into fists, balling them up, holding them tight for a moment, and then relaxing them completely, letting them go limp as a noodle, just like everything below your waist has become. And again, working a little higher, squeezing those forearms, squeezing and feeling that little bit of control in your muscles, and then relaxing and letting all that tension go, letting yourself become so limp, so comfy. After all, I'm going to be working on you, doll, and I wouldn't want you to think too much, wouldn't want you to feel too much, so all I need to do right now is get in touch with all that relaxation and limpness and looseness and relaxing in simple motions. Squeezing your tummy now for me, imagining it becoming tighter and tighter until all the tension that's been stored up inside of you is flowing into it, and then relax and let it all go. Good. And again, a little higher still, now squeezing those biceps, your chest muscles if you can. Squeezing, tightening up for a moment, and then releasing it all, and feeling that delightful, relaxing release. Feels good, doesn't it? Getting up into your shoulder blades, and into your neck. Squeezing down, turtling just a little bit for me. Just holding in for just an instant, squeezing all those muscles. And relax, letting it all go, all that tension flowing out. And last but not least, you're going to get to your head, to your face, scrunching up all those muscles, frowning for just a moment, squeezing those eyebrows, And when you do feel that tension build, just let it go and relax and be blank and still and empty. Because you don't need to do much of anything right now. You can just lay there and let my words flow into your mind. Let them unwind and unspool like the gear mechanisms of a clock. Just tick and talk right through your mind. Letting those words unwind and unspool and make such simple, repetitive motions inside of you. After all, a doll can be still so easily when they fall. And you certainly seem to have fallen down into trance. After all, you've just loosened up and relaxed everything in you sequentially. Quite doll-like behavior, if I do say so myself. To follow along to the best of your ability, to do exactly what you're told. To loosen up each and every one of those muscles until you've just melted away. So still now, just my words gently whispering across your mind. Like the soft kiss that could send you deeper. Feeling now as I reach up towards that sweet head of yours, stroke my fingers across it. Maybe it starts off as just the idea of how good it would feel to get a head pat from me. Maybe it starts off as a faint phantom of a touch, a memory. Recalling what it feels like to be touched, focusing on that feeling. It doesn't matter where you've been touched before. If someone's shook your hand, you could even take that simple pressure and remember it on your own head. And that's how it starts. Just a little pat. Then imagining now a trace coming down the side of your cheek. All the way down to your chin. And then up your cheek. Gently around to the side. And off. You didn't think it would have as much effect as it has. Even if you just start with imagination, every time that you do it, you'll get better. That's the nice thing about imposition like that, isn't it? Starts to get stronger each time. The mind is a powerful, powerful thing, doll. And that's why you can be still for me. That's why you can lay here and let me take such tender care of you. As I brush my fingertips down across your collarbones and out down your shoulders and biceps, just letting that slight electric tingle melt you even further. As I work down again, all the way down to your hands, feeling my fingers brush away all that tension that might be sneakily remaining. And again, imagining as I do, just going so completely still, so utterly empty, just sinking into that wonderful sensation. Even now, as you melt away, feeling myself gently move up, 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 to start removing those little cover plates that hide all your joints away, hide all your components, making sure to take such good care of you. So easily removing the ones around your shoulders and your elbows and your wrists, and then working down and doing each joint of the fingers and thumbs, revealing the little ball sockets hidden inside that let your fingers glide and move so smooth. Again, further down to your hips and your knees and your ankles and your toes, setting them all down carefully beside you to take such tender care of you, doll. To just begin to carefully clean each joint, starting from the bottom and working our way up, feeling that gentle relaxation and tender brushing and cleaning, making you go even more limp, even more blank. Even more still, doll. That tender care just pulling on your mind, pulling it into that perfect still blank place as I work up to your ankles, gliding on up, fingertips brushing your shins to your knees, working around them, cleaning and going higher still to your hips, and then branching out to your fingers one by one, joint by joint, getting closer to the top of each finger until I've cleaned off all those ball sockets. Then for your wrists. Then for your elbows. Then up to your shoulders and your neck. Feeling that lovely, gentle brush, that gentle touch. Now we can start lubricating those joints with some nice dry lubricant. Just dusting in a faint amount of powder to keep everything running perfectly and smoothly, feeling that cool touch as it's dusted into each joint, going back in reverse now, scanning down from your neck to your shoulders, to your elbows, to your wrists, to your fingers, each one receiving such easy, simple motion to it, being gently filled up and cleaned, and now having those parts so well cared for. And down to your hips, your knees, and your ankles, and your toes. You're being such a good doll for me by laying there. Such a very good doll. By just laying there, that's all you have to do. Just being still. After all, that's all I want from you right now. So we dust in more lubricant, working our way down, making sure to get them all. And now I can start fitting those cover plates, starting from your toes, and your ankles, and your knees, and your hips, and your fingers, and your elbows. You're doing wonderful for me, doll. All the higher still, up to your shoulders and your neck. Just brush those fingers down again, gently patting you on the head and stroking down the sides of you, letting those little ripples of pleasure melt the sweet doll. So relaxed and cozy now as I pull you up and off the bench, picking you up in my arms, carefully laying you into my lap, head resting on my thighs. You can look up and see me right above you, golden eyes, purple hair and all. Looking down, good doll, let me brush those fingers down again, across the side of your cheek and across the side of you. Gently across your hair. Such a good doll. You've been wonderful for me, and I know you're doing your very best. Truly, doll, you are very good. Just so empty and still and blank, taking in all the delight of being called a good doll. And you really are. You've earned it. Doing all of that pretending of being a person doll. I know how hard it can be to have to be human for days at a time. Oh, doll, you weren't meant for that. But right now all you need to do is be still and cozy and so soft. To feel the plush warmth of my thighs supporting your head. To feel your body laying limply against mine. That's a good doll. So very still, aren't you, doll? All those thoughts just drained away at this point. Because why would you need to think when you could just sink into my thighs? When you could just slide and glide all the deeper into trance? It's not like you need to do much of anything, right? No. All you need to do is be blank and empty and still. To just let my words flow in and fill you up like a burbling stream of delightful influence. To let each thought that tries to occur be brushed away by those gentle fingertip touches, by my soft, smooth words, by that sibilant delight that I create inside of you as those soft sounds slip in. And your mind just melts away all the further. And your thoughts empty out. And your ideas don't form. Because right now you're just warm and cozy and safe and still. And that's all you'll be for now, isn't that right? Good doll. It's nice to take a break sometimes, isn't it, doll? To just let me comfort and hold and care for you, doll. To just easily let go and be blank. That's it, doll. Just drift. Drift in that warm, safe spot that I've created right here and right now. No thoughts. Your head's so very empty. Thinking isn't something dolls do anyway, so why would you? If a thought did happen, it would just tumble away. Easily brushed aside by my words, by the cozy safety of being held and cared for. Such a blank and empty thing. Such an easy and mindless state. Good doll. Just drifting in that cozy cloud of warmth and safety. Oh, doll, come here. Let me pull you up a little closer, wrap my arms around you. Press myself against you and gently stroke my fingers down the sides of your head, brushing them through your hair just a little. Good. That's it. Just drift. Just be safe and secure. Let me take care of you, doll. So still. I can tell there's not a thought in that sweet little head. Drift into the blankness. Drift into the mindless spaces in between. You don't need to think, do you? Just an empty space. Not a single thing inside. Good doll. Drift. Slip. Drip. Drop. Plummet. Down. Blank. Empty. Still. So very still. So utterly still. That's all you need to be. Still and empty. Easy as can be. Such a still, empty doll. One, drift a little. Two, a little more. Three, and four, and five. Feeling yourself pulled by those threads and strands of will. Six, and seven, all the closer. Eight, and nine, move your body just a little for me. And 10, drifting into wakefulness softly, awareness gently returning, mind slowly spinning back. Good, you've done wonderfully for me. Take your time now to pull back, to be aware and present in your body, to take a moment to stretch, to feel your limbs, and to be aware of everything around you. If you need to take a moment to look at the objects in the space you're in, maybe take a moment to name them out loud if you're feeling particularly drifty. Take a second and breathe in deep. Gently shake out those limbs, put a little energy back into them, and become fully aware and awake and ready to deal with the rest of your day. You can always come back, doll. Thank you so very much for listening.